So welcoming yourself. And perhaps exploring putting down all the agendas to make yourself better, to improve your life, to extract something from the moment. Putting down the agendas even of being concentrated, developing freedom, putting down the burden that is our attempt to update our autobiography moment after moment after moment. To live in a world of referentiality. Me in reference to my story. Me in reference to my past. Me in reference to my future. It's an intention to put all of this down. But as the heart gestures to lay that down, if you still hold on to that, it's okay. That's okay too. practice of meditation is in part about noticing how our life flows between solid, liquid, and space. The way suffering congeals experience, the hindrances, kind of congealed energies of body and mind. The hard edges of craving, or a congealed form of experience. Mindfulness melts everything. To be mindful is to be mindful of change. To be mindful of change is to appreciate the flow, the flowing nature of phenomena. The river of your breath. The dancing sensation of your body. The gust of wind we call our life. anicca. Mindfulness melts everything. Empty, empty, empty. We say let go, but where possibly could you hold on? The fluid breath, the vibrating body, the point of view, the self view. Whose bottom keeps dropping out. We do not stand outside the flow of change, gazing upon it. We do not stand on the banks of the river Anicca, we do not even swim in the river, we are the river. Nowhere to hide. No thing to snag upon. nothing but change. suffering from this perspective is really just a reminder note that experience has congealed, frozen into something and it comes to be that suffering just reminds us of Dhamma. Leonard Cohen wrote, I know your burden's heavy as you wheel it through the night. The guru says it's empty, but that doesn't make it light. Sometimes it's all empty. Sometimes it's light. Sometimes it's heavy. And so we need different ways of looking, different medicine. When our lives are congested, congealed, heavy, and mindfulness doesn't seem to melt anything. We need compassion. We need to open our heart to what is congealed. When I was a kid, I'd get hurt playing. I can remember my mom responding to my injury with just two words, like, oh, poor boy. Very tender, just finding our own ways of meeting what is heavy. So thank you. I didn't stage this whole glowing situation. Yeah, it's nice to practice with you. So just one announcement. What for, for